Hello, my name is Bree, and welcome to Seriously Bud, a podcast featuring an unexpected conversation with someone in the WordPress community. And now, it's time for my dad, Bud Krause.
Thank you, Bree. You know, I had so much fun last week talking with Mark Westgaard, I thought I'd do this again. I'll be back at the end to tell you my thoughts about this, episode number 7. So here we go. Rob Cairns, welcome to Seriously Bud. How are you doing today, and where the heck are you?
I'm doing good. I am in Markham, Ontario, which is a suburb of the great city of Toronto, actually. So I'm just hanging out with you.
You weren't born there, but you grew up there. Am I right about that?
We moved to Markham when I was 15. My dad was a CFO in the insurance brokerage business for an insurance broker.
Oh, yeah?
We were born in Montreal, and when the great exodus of Quebec with all the politics happened in 80, my dad's company moved their head office from Montreal to Toronto, and that ended that.
So I had a feeling that you did move because of the separatist movement in Quebec at the time. Did I get that right?
And we moved in 1983. There was a large volume of companies that were moving their head office to Quebec because of political reasons. Yeah.
Well, how difficult was that for you? You were in school, I know.
Well,
was it hard to do?
It was hard from a personal standpoint. My grade 10 year in Quebec in school, I won the school soccer championship. I was a provincial debating champion. And I was MVP of my track and field team all in the same year. And then I had to pack that up and give it. I was not happy.
And did you find a cultural shift? You know, Ontario and Quebec, they're not exactly the same thing. How did that go for you?
There's a lot of differences in terms of regulation. So let's take movies. In Quebec, you might have a movie that's rated PG. In Ontario, that same movie would be rated adult. Like the rules in Ontario are more stringent. In Quebec, and it didn't impact me at the time, you can actually drink in parks and things like that, you know, alcohol in parks. You can't do that here. I think the French Canadians are different. Toronto area is more an area, best of putting it, is calling it the United Nations.
Now, in the beginning, a good place to start. When you were born, did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have 3 other brothers. I'm the oldest of 4.
So the oldest of 4. Did you help raise the other 3? Do you get along with the other 3?
Seriously, Bud, you really had that question, my man. Boys fight. Yeah. Like, you know how it works in the household. Boys, they fight.
How old is the youngest one? How many years separate?
The youngest is 9 years younger than me, so.
Okay, yeah. So you're sort of evenly spaced?
That is correct.
Well, I don't have any brothers. Other than friends that I call brothers, but I have a sister who we've had an up and down kind of a thing. So your dad was in the insurance business.
My father was the chief financial officer with a company called Morse & McKenzie. They're in the business anymore as such. Hmm? They were producer owned and they've since sold out, and it's been sold a multitude of times. Yeah. He was in charge of the financials.
I'm assuming in Canada they have more the brokerage model compared to the agency model. Am I right about that? I know a little bit about this because I was one.
In Canada, it's all brokers. And my current partner is the admin assistant for another insurance broker. So yeah, it's a brokerage model again.
Yeah. All right. So you're in school. And when you were in high school, you were in Toronto, correct?
I did 2 years of high school in Montreal. High school in Montreal starts at grade 8. So I did grade 8, grade 9, and grade 10 in Quebec, and then I did grade 11 and 12 in Markham, Ontario.
And you were in debate, you were athletic. I'm assuming you were a pretty good student, or how did that work?
In Quebec, I was a terrible student. It was interest in school. Quebec's school system is very science-oriented, and I'm not interested in sciences at all. And when I moved to Ontario, the Ontario schools are more business-oriented. I was very much interested in the business side of it. So my marks obviously went up because I was more interested. So,
is it fair to say, did you like high school? Were you liked in high school?
I would say in Markham, when we moved to Ontario, I had a tough time just picking up and making new friends for a couple years.
Right.
I played sports, but did I really feel comfortable? Really? Until I went on to college, and then that's different. But high school.
And when you went to college, where did you go?
I went to a college, Centennial College in the Toronto area. It was actually really good students. There you go.
That's interesting. Now, what did you study? There must have been something that caught your attention to make you a really good student.
Business administration and computer programming at the time.
Yeah. So were you proficient in mathematics, or at that point, it didn't really, you know, how did that all work out?
I was good in math. I was actually on the dean's list for 3 years. So that tells you where my marks went. Not to boast about it, but that's just the reality. And I enjoyed what I did. So I originally wanted to be a computer programmer before I got into all the marketing stuff, and it gave me the tools. And frankly, Bud, it's worth sharing this story if you want to know a little bit. I never thought I'd be in marketing because I had a first-year marketing teacher who walked in, they walked through her books on the desk and said, I'm here to teach because my summer's off and I don't care if you pass or fail. I looked at her and I said, can you do me a favor? She said, sure. What do you need? I said, give me the dates the exams are since you're going to teach in the textbook. I don't need you. And I'll show up on the days I got to write tests and goodbye.
When you graduated, then what happened?
Then I went and worked for Allstate Life in Canada. That was the first job I had out of school, was a computer programming job working a new system. Ah.
Now, how'd you get that job?
The newspaper, actually. The old newspaper route back then. Huh? This was like circle 1988, right? So, you know, we're dating ourselves.
And you had a resume?
And I had a resume.
Right.
And I went and got a job.
Was it downtown Toronto that you were working?
Actually, it was in Markham, Ontario. Allstate moved out of downtown many years ago. And at the time, an office in Markham.
Now, for those of us who don't know where Markham, Ontario is, where's Markham, Ontario?
Just north of the city of Toronto.
Oh, straight north.
Basically, because remember, the city of Toronto has amalgamated or merged.
It's huge.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's north.
Right. It's enormous.
It's a north suburb.
Yeah. So to get downtown, how long does it take for you to get downtown?
I usually take the GO train downtown about 45 minutes.
That's not bad. Now, when you're at Allstate, you're programming, is that right? What language were you programming
in? An old language called COBOL. Which is what
I knew you were going to say. That.
Which is what most business systems are still written in, actually.
Yeah. And how long did you do that for?
I was there for 2 years. The last year, I hated it. I had an old school boss who, the way of putting it was, he was a slave driver. The turnover on the project I was on was 250% in 2 years. And by the time I left, I was good to go.
And where did you go after that?
Went to another insurance company, life insurance company, called the Independent Order of Forsters, doing programming for them. So they were more kind of not downtown. They were more central.
But when did it start to occur to you that, or start did you start to notice there was this thing called the internet, the web, email? And what did you think and how did you, you know?
Oh, you want to go down that journey? Seriously, but.
Absolutely.
Seriously, Bud? You really do? I've always been interested in communications. And I started with computers back before the internet, dialing it. I ran a bulletin board system, a BBS back in those days. I was into that whole scene for a number of years. I was into the scene of CompuServe at one time. So these were systems that were out there long before the internet ever existed. So I was part of that whole scene for a long, long time. I started my telecommunications on an old Apple II Plus with a 300 baud modem back in the day. I was actually at Women's College Hospital doing tech support. We got an internet connection at the time. And our internet connection at that time was two ISDN lines. They weren't even T1 lines. So we went that route. And that's when I first started playing with the internet. Now, I should also preface by saying, when I was in college, all the colleges and universities were hooked up on a system called a BitNet at the time. And the reality is access to that as a student. And because I worked for the college, I had even more access than the students who worked part-time. So I was exposed to stuff long before the internet.
And did you upload files to the BBS system and Was it just downloading, or what did you do with all your...
Mostly shareware files, and being the naughty boy I was, a few, shall we say, not-so-kosher files kicking around. And
right. Well, that's what it was good for.
That's right. That's correct.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I never got into the... I was cognizant of it, but I never really... geeked out on BBS and stuff like that. I was like I said, I was just aware of it, but you know, not that. So let me ask you a couple of questions, because I want to go back in time a little bit about your mom and dad, because we just sort of really haven't talked at all about them. Help me out here.
My mom was born in a town called Ruhl, and it's a mining town. Her parents were from Yugoslavia, now Serbia. They immigrated. The kids were born in Yugoslavia. And the other four were born here. My mom's mom, I never knew. My mom's mom died when I was 6 years old, so I never got to know her, unfortunately. And my mom's mom was a baker. He ran a bakery.
And how did your mother and father meet? That come
on
about?
A blind date, believe it or not. So, and you think about that. It's funny, because how did people meet today? Many people meet on dating apps.
Did somebody pick them up?
I don't. Yeah, a friend fixed them up. They fell in love, and they were married for over 40 years before my dad passed away of pancreatic cancer 16 years ago.
And I know you were very close to your father. I want to ask you some things about not so much work, but a little bit of a different perspective. I know, I always want to know, if you weren't doing what you are doing today, and you could tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what would you be doing?
These days, after spending years programming and then spending years in tech support and healthcare, I opened up a marketing agency 16 years ago. It'd be 16 years in March. And if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I probably would have ended up in either law or politics, of all things. And I cringe when I say that, because we know what the state of politics is like in North America.
So law or politics, which is kind of interesting, because you never really studied that. It's sort of like a hobby to you these days. Would that be right?
I always had an interest in both. And I also, because I had a debating, we did spend a lot of time looking at politics from a debating perspective. So, you know, they were things that interested.
Do you remember, as I do, I was in the debating, too, in my high school. I was terrible. The only debates I ever got into was, like, fights with my sister and mother.
Oh, God.
But do you happen to remember the topics that you debated in high school? Because that's, in the United States, our question was something to do about the military and the draft system. But do you remember what you guys were debating?
No, it's funny. We used to discuss political resolutions. Abortion was very much a common one back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. When we won the provincial final, the topic was that man is doomed without religion. That was the topic of it. I'll share a story with you. I was doing our team's summation in the provincial final in a packed gym. And what do? I drop my notes on the floor. My notes slip out of my hand. And I made a quick decision to talk. I knew the topic really well. I just kept going, and I left the notes on the floor. Well, when the judging came out, we won the provincial championship by 1 point. And I was talking to the judge for the province of Quebec, who I knew quite well, a gentleman by the name of Doug Peets. And Doug looked at me and said, you know, if he had picked those notes up, you were done. And you are so good that you went without it. So,
wow.
Yeah. It was an interesting day, to say the least.
It worked out.
It did.
That was a good decision on your part. Now, we talked a moment or two ago about your parents and how they met, and your wife, our partner. Is that a better way to say this?
We're not married. We don't live together.
Yeah. Partner. You met on Facebook?
We did.
Sure. Was that right?
That is correct.
Facebook dating? There's such a thing called Facebook dating?
That is correct. Yeah.
It's not like a formal service on Facebook, right?
It is a formal service on Facebook.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What do I know?
So we both, it's quite funny, when we both met, we were actually done with it. And we were both about to get off it. Well, we got off it, but for other reasons, we did.
What do you mean done? What do you?
We were both fed up with the service. We were fed up with the crap. We were fed up with people being unrealistic. We were tired of it all.
And when did all this happen? How long ago?
I had been through a divorce, a bit of pain in the ass. Our one-year anniversary was in November, first weekend November, so a year before that. But we probably talked for a month before we went out on a date. So
now, were you both sort of looking for companionship or?
I think we were. I also think we both realized that there's a lot of crap out there. Is it worth it and is it not worth it?
Yeah. You know, I know this is probably a little touchy, but I have to ask anyway, because after all, it's called Seriously Bud for a reason, right? Why don't you guys live together? I find that interesting.
Seriously?
You have to, no, you have to answer this question.
You would really go there.
Seriously.
So she has, Tiz has two older parents that she lives with. Right now, I share a house with my mom. Mom's 70. At the time of this recording.
Right.
And we want to do things the right way and just take our time and not rush. You go through so much crap in your life, you don't want to rush it. So.
Whatever works for people, right? I mean, life is difficult enough as it is. I'm not here to make judgments. If it works for you, hey, great. You know, I mean, I know how, you know, I've been living with somebody for a long time. And it's not always that easy. And that's, everybody could say that. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
But you do get to see her, I would think, you know, often or talk to her often.
Oh, we talk every day. My days start off with a wake-up call in the morning to her. So.
And what does she do?
She's an admin assistant for a large insurance brokerage in a city called Vaughan, which is another suburb of Toronto.
So insurance has really touched your life in many ways.
That is correct.
I also know from your marriage, you do have a child. Am I right about this?
Well, you're right about I have a child, but he wasn't for the marriage. So I met his mom going back over 30 years ago. And she walked out on him too.
That's tough. And how old is your son?
33 on February the 28th.
You have this interest in sports.
I do.
And just like me. And is it more than baseball, football, soccer, hockey, basketball? Are we outside of those or pretty much
Formula One, hence the hat today, the Olympics. One of my good friends was a world-class hurler for Canada and won a silver medal.
I think I've heard this, yes.
Let me see what else. Aussie rules football, if you want to throw that in. Soccer, if you want to throw that in, because I played for many, many years.
You go to quite a few games, too. You don't just watch them on TV.
I go to Raptors games. Right? I go to lacrosse games.
Right.
Was involved in the lacrosse community many, many years. So I go to a lot of pro lacrosse games and so on and so forth. Hockey games.
Yeah. And I know you like reading. So what do you like to read?
Everything. Really? I read pretty well an hour a day, give or take. I try to.
Wow.
That puts me through a book a week in terms of reading science fiction, business books, everything in between, biographies, autobiographies, history.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a little more on the nonfiction side of the fence.
I am.
Like me.
So I have a rule that...
Yeah, I am totally on that. Yeah.
I have a rule that every two business books I read, the third book has to be a pleasure.
Yeah, well, for me, pleasure books are nonfiction and biographical and history. And I like those, you know, those history ifs, you know, that are like, what happens if John F. Kennedy had not been killed when he was killed and stuff like that? You know, that's the stuff I can just feast on as long as it's credible. You know, it has to, if it's not believable, you got to believe. So we're going to wrap, but I want to ask you one last question, which is, who do you think I should have on a future episode of my podcast?
Oh, you would ask such question. Oh, there's a couple of people.
And the answer is only one person. You can't give me, you know, five names. One name. Who would it be? You tell me who's the one person I should interview.
So, and I'm going to give you one that's realistic, because I can think of 20 people I'd like to interview that you'll never get anywhere near.
You don't know that, okay? I'm pretty persistent, but okay.
One of those guys right. I'm still working on. Yeah, you can leave that out.
Okay.
I'm stalling. You don't you see this?
I know that, yeah.
I think I know from all the work I've done with her and knowing a bit of the backstory, you should reach out to one Miss Courtney Robertson, who you do.
I have. And I haven't heard back from her.
So get your persistence going, bud.
Oh, I will. She'll do it. I mean, I know she'll do it. And if I can't get her to do it, I have you to to help me.
Yes.
Because I know you know her very well and in frequent touch with her. Yeah. Okay. Listen, Rob, thank you so much for doing this. I know that, you know, sometimes I go to places that might be a little uncomfortable and I don't mean to be.
No, you're fine.
Heck, if I didn't do that, what kind of show would we have?
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, of course you are, and thanks for having me on Seriously, Bud. Have a great day, my friend.
You too.
Hey, I didn't know that Rob worked as a computer programmer in the insurance business. Did you? Time now to thank all my sponsors. Oh yeah, I don't have any sponsors. So let me thank you, my listener. And until next time, thank you for your time.